Well, good morning, everybody. I missed y'all last week, and I'm happy to be back. I heard the priest last week had a good joke, and somebody said that his jokes are better than mine. And I don't know, but anyway, here you go. Are you ready? What do you call a nun who's also a lawyer? A sister-in-law. Settles everything right there. Okay. I said, next time, I'm not inviting, I would say any missionary priest who comes here has to be a bad preacher and can't have good jokes. Okay. Today is the anniversary, 800th anniversary of the passing away of St. Dominic. And he, of course, the founder of the Order of Preachers, also known more colloquially as the Dominicans. And so we keep them in our prayers. There are Dominicans that service the Newman Center at Indiana University, Dominicans that service the Newman Center also at Purdue, and Dominicans all over the place, men and women. And so we pray for them in a special way today. The Pope trivia of the week is that there's only been four popes that have been Dominicans. And the first one, interestingly enough, happened only 50 years after the Order of Preachers, the Dominicans, was founded, which was a few years before St. Dominic himself died. And so the first of those popes was Pope Innocent V, the first of the four Dominican popes, and he became the pope in the year 1276, again, 50 years-ish after the founding of the order. It took the Jesuits a lot longer to get a pope. Anyway, so here's the, I was thinking of a couple things with our first reading, very beautiful reading. And here we have Elijah the prophet. And Elijah has been working very hard. He has called down fire on the altars of Baal, the false god. He has preached repentance to the king of Israel and all the people of Israel, and they didn't want to hear him, so they chased him out of town. And he had been working hard, had been beat up, worn down, you name it, it was him. And he was crying. He was crying loud. And he gets to this point in his life, and he's like, I'm just done. Like, I'm done. And he sits under this juniper tree, and he, sitting there wallowing in self-pity, writes a poem. We heard the poem in our first reading. It is enough, Lord. Now take my life away, and so forth. People get to that point sometimes. They come to the end, what they think is the end of the patience, of of strength, of wherewithal, of long-suffering. People get to this point, it's like, I'm just done. I can't keep going anymore. Who hasn't felt like that from time to time? A few days ago was the feast day of St. Christopher. I happen to have a beautiful painting of St. Christopher that a friend of mine made for me a few years ago. And he had been in the seminary and then left. But anyway, St. Christopher, this picture, you can't see it probably from where you are. But Christopher is this big guy, and he's crossing through this crazy river, which is acting up like crazy. There's wind, there's rain, it's crazy, it's a storm, it's dark. And it's because he was out one day, and the storm just kind of got worse and worse and worse and worse. And Christopher gets to this point where he thinks to himself, like Elijah, it's enough, I'm done, I'll just give in. But then, at the very moment he has that thought, he remembers that there is a child on his shoulders, and he remembers, he thinks, like, I have to keep going, not just for my sake, but for the sake of this child who is on my shoulders. And then the story goes is that when the storm was over and the skies cleared, that child revealed himself to be Christ. The word Christopher literally translates to Christ bearer. And you and I are meant to be Christopher. We're meant to be Christ bearers. And no matter what the storm is, we keep going, knowing that Jesus depends on us. And so do a host of other people. They depend on us. And so we keep going. And not just do they depend on us for the things of this world, but they depend on us for salvation. My friend titled this, Caring Salvation. And folks, you and I, our gospel today is the Eucharist. We Catholics aren't so good with our chapter and verses in the Bible, but every Catholic ought to know John chapter 6 is about the Eucharist. John chapter 6 is about the fact that we have a God who gives himself to us, body and blood, soul and divinity at the Holy Mass, and that we receive Christ and then we carry him, not on our shoulder like Christopher, but in our hearts. And we bear Christ everywhere. We take him, and no matter what the storm is, we carry him through it. But guess what? The reality is he's actually carrying us through it. Elijah, in our first reading, he's sitting under the tree, and then God sends the angel to feed him. And he says, now eat, because otherwise this journey is going to be too much for you. So here, take, eat, and you will have strength. And Elijah receives this food and he carries on because he has been fortified. You and I, where would we be without the Sunday Mass? Where would we be without the Eucharist? We'd be sitting under a tree. That's where we would be. We'd be given into the storm. But with Jesus in us, carrying him and he carrying us, we get to the other side. And the other side is the shores of heaven. The shores of heaven. I was having a lovely conversation with somebody the other day about the Eucharist. And it was somebody asked me something I've never been asked before. She said, is it really a matter of eternal life? I said, yep. John chapter 6 makes that pretty clear. Jesus is super clear. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. That if we eat this bread, which is himself, which is Jesus, the life, we are given the gift of eternal life. And praise our God for that, huh? And so you and I are Christopher. We bear Christ, we carry him wherever we go, and we better do it well. But the reality is he's carrying us too. And we get to that other side. And Jesus will reveal himself in all his glory. And he will say, I counted on you, and you didn't let me down. And others counted on you, and you didn't let them down. Pray God, may it be so. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.